God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, 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 and even you. Welcome, welcome one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. If you give God 15 minutes, he guarantees you a changed life. So grateful to God that he has given us another opportunity to be able to come together to study his word. He has kept us all night long, and he has allowed us to be able to come back together again, to be able to experience the fullness of his grace, the fullness of his mercy, the fullness of his love toward us. Let us pray. Grateful God, we just love you, and we appreciate you, God, for just being God. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for your protection. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your love. We even thank you for your chastisement, because we know that the chastisement that you give us is not to tear us down, but it is only to build us up. We thank you, God, for taking us through this life, God, because we cannot take ourselves through it. It is simply by you that we are able to get through this thing called life, because God, life be life in, but I'm grateful that you are guiding. And God, I'm so appreciative that you know every facet, every nuance of our life before any one of them came to be. Now, God, as we delve into your word on today, God, we pray that your word would speak to us as it so many times has done before. God, I pray that it would illuminate the dark areas of our life. God, I pray that it would excite us from the perspective of you have called us, you have destined us, you have purposed us. And so, God, we pray that your word on today will remind us that whatever it is that you set before us, you have an expectation of us to do it with all of our might. God, speak to us and we will be spoken to. God, touch us and we will be touched. God, transform us and we will be forever changed. And it is in the name of Jesus that we pray and ask it all. Amen and amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you who counted it not robbery to be with us on this not yet but on the way rainy Wednesday morning. Let us journey in your word to the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, and we will be reading 9 verses from that book. Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, and we will be reading from starting at verse 10, and we will begin in the New American Standard Bible. We may read from another version, but remember that Ecclesiastes was written as a book of wisdom, a book of wisdom. Many of the books that we read from a chronological type of perspective. It talks through events, through people. This book is wisdom. Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, starting at the 10th verse, it reads as follows. From the New American Standard Bible. It reads as follows. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going. I again saw under the heaven that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the warriors, and neither is bread to the wise, nor wealth to the discerning, nor favor to ability men of ability, for time and chance overtake them all. Moreover, man does not know his time, like fish caught in a treacherous net, and birds trapped in a snare. So the sons of men are ensnared at an evil time, when it suddenly falls on them. Also this I came to see as wisdom under the sun, and it impressed me. There was a small city with a few men in it, and a great king came to it, surrounded it, and constructed large siege works against it. But there was found in it a poor wise man, and he delivered the city by his wisdom. Yet no one remembered that poor man. So I said, wisdom is better than strength, but the wisdom of the poor man is despised, and his words are not heeded. The words of the wise heard in quietness are better than the shouting of a ruler among fools. Wisdom is better than the weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. I will read those verses again, but from the New Living Translation, and we will close out our Bible reading for today. Again, reading from Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, starting at the 10th verse, this time reading from the New Living Translation. And again, starting at verse 10, it reads as follows: whatever you do, do well. For when you go to the grave, there will be no work or planning or knowledge or wisdom. I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy, and those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. People can never predict when hard times might come. Like fish in a net or birds in a trap, people are caught by sudden tragedy. Here's another bit of wisdom that has impressed me as I've watched the way our world works. There was a small town with only a few people, and a great king came with his army and besieged it. A poor wise man knew how to save the town, and so was rescued. But afterwards, no one thought to thank him. So even though wisdom is better than strength, those who are wise will be despised if they are poor. What they say will not be appreciated for long. Better to hear the quiet words of a wise man than the shouts of a foolish king. Better to have wisdom than weapons of war. But one sinner can destroy much that is good. And the word of the Lord is blessed. This is really a two-parter. I'll pick up the second part, if the Lord allows, on next week. But the first portion I want to address comes from the first three verses, Ecclesiastes 9, 10 through 12, and I really want to hinge upon verse 10. And verse 10, again, from the New American Standard Bible, says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going. The New Living Translation translates Sheol for when you go to the grave. So, on this morning, of course, sometimes I lead off with a question. What are you doing? What are you doing? You all, I want you to understand that scripture that we just read from, specifically verse 10, is telling us what God expects from his children, his believers, his creation, on how we are to work. How we are to work with care, how we are to work with energy, and how we are to work with purpose. And we're really, again, focusing on verse 10. And it is a powerful reminder of basically the fleeting nature of life. You all, no one knows when life begins, and no one knows when life ends. I know we always say that about life ending, but even as it relates to life beginning, we don't know. I can use my daughter as an example. When you go, and many of us, when we have children, we have a due date. We go in, we believe that we're expecting, we get it confirmed by the doctor, and the doctor, based on some various criteria, determines a due date. And based on that due date, we go around and we make preparations, and everyone asks you when you're due, and you tell them the date that the doctor gives. But the only one that knows the date really is God. And God and the baby get together and determine when he is coming. Again, I say I use my daughter as an example quickly because recently she gave birth to a child. The child was due on one date. The child didn't come until 4 days later. But my daughter had already made plans to induce labor on you know, if the baby hadn't come by at a particular date. Well, even in that, the baby came on the date of induction, but not by induction. He decided that he was going to take her into labor early. So there is no determining factor. Life is fleeting. You don't know when it begins. You don't know when it ends. But we do know about our dash. We know about the timing in between and in betwixt. And you all, we have to understand the importance of giving our best effort in everything that we do in this life. God calls for us to approach everything we do, everything we put our hand to, whatever it may be, with diligence, with passion, and with purpose. Now, you all, this isn't just about jobs. So if you say, well, I'm retired, so I should have called in another week. This has to do with every aspect of our lives, our relationships, our service to others, our spiritual growth, everything. You all, with the few moments I have left, let's talk about these different aspects. When we work with care, we honor God by valuing the responsibilities that He's given us. Colossians 3:23 echoes the same sentiment. It says, whatever you do, do your work heartily, as unto the Lord rather unto men. Verse 24 goes on to say, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, because it is Christ whom you serve. You all, whether it is something routine, something mundane, whether it is a significant project, doing it with care shows that we recognize that it has worth in the eyes of God. And it also sets a standard for others who are watching you to see the commitment and see the dedication that you have to not just throw it together. Not only should we work with care, but we should work with energy. God expects us to work with energy. I said that life is short, it's fleeting. And so our opportunities to make impact are limited. When you look at what Jesus did in the 3 years of ministry, Jesus did a lot and oftentimes demonstrated tireless efforts in his ministry, working late into the night, rising early in the morning to pray and to serve others. Galatians 6:9 says, don't let us lose heart. Don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You all, it reminds us that our efforts will bear fruit if we push through and persevere. We're to work with care, we're to work with energy, and then finally, you all, we are to work with purpose. Working with purpose means that we're aligning everything we do with the will of God and our goal of glorifying Him. That really should be our ultimate goal, folks, is to glorify God. That's why Proverbs 16:3 says to commit your works unto the Lord and your plans will be established. You all, when we root everything we do in a desire to serve God and to fulfill His will, it gains a significance for eternity. You all, what are you doing? Ask yourself, what am I doing? Am I putting my heart and my soul in everything I do daily? Am I approaching my responsibilities with energy? Am I approaching it with purpose, the purpose that God desires for me to do it with? You all, it is so easy to fall into routines. You getting up on Wednesday morning and dialing into this might just be routine for you. I forgot to turn the alarm clock off. Well, I might as well get up now and go. But then we lose sight of the bigger picture. But you all, today's scripture, today's passage calls us to be intentional and wholehearted in all that we do. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about a particular area. It might be in church. It might be at your job. It might be in your family. It might be in building relationships that you're holding back, or you're just going through the motions. How can you reignite that? Knowing that you are to work with care, you are to work with energy, and you are to work with purpose. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you and we glorify you, O God. Father, thank you for reminding us that whatever we are doing. We are to do it to your glory. We are to do it so that it honors you. God, remind us that our work and our efforts, they matter to you. And God, help us to approach everything that we do with energy, with care, and with purpose. Be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.